Okay, sign two. Duchess, I bought a painting. It's gorgeous. I hope nothing happens to it before I can ship it with whole baggage. Oh, I know you just faint every time you hear that word, whole baggage. Well, and so do I. I'm so sick of packing and carrying. Anyway, this painting, Duchess, is of a Buddha, Temple Buddha, and it's a wood carving. It's about 2.5-3 feet in length and about 1.5 feet wide. It's not too wide. Anyway, I think it's very nice, very kind of mod. I don't know. Anyway, I like it. And it's hanging on my wall at Longbin, because I'm never down at Longbin anymore, but I didn't want to bring it up here. I should have really wrapped it in my room because it's just hanging on the wall, but I enjoyed looking at it for the couple of days. See, I came back from Bangkok 2 days ago, but I've been at Longbin until yesterday, and then I came up here. I'm in the train now. So, anyway, I was very happy with that painting. I think that was about $52. It was on sale, but I just love it to death. And what else did I buy? You should see my rings. I bought a black pearl ring, Duchess. You mentioned black pearl. Well, I bought one ring, and I've got everything to fit me. And I figured that we could put a guard on for you, right? But they didn't have any guards in a couple of jewelry stores I asked. They don't put them on over there. So we could always take it to the jewelry, right? I'm never sure what your ring size is. A 5.5 is, I think, is 5, 5.5. Anyway, mine is a 6. Used to be a 6.5. My fingers must have shrunk. Anyhow, I got a pearl ring and a opal ruby thing and what else? Oh, I got a ruby one, all rubies, and one that's black pearl. Pretty good, huh? And let's see, what else did I buy? What else? I carried, Duchess, 10 boxes with me from Bangkok. Everybody thought I was out of my mind because they kept saying, well, how will you manage? I had my suitcase, it was so heavy, I could hardly lift it. And all these boxes, plus my painting, I carried my painting myself on the plane. It never left me. I kept it in my lap all the time, right between my legs. It was, you know, like I couldn't even eat. I couldn't get a tray on my lap. But the flight was only an hour, a little over an hour to Bangkok, so it wasn't too much of a hardship. I was trying to think of what else I had in those boxes. Oh, I bought a tie, a couple of ties. I thought, may I give Don or one, maybe my brother. And 10 boxes. I can't imagine what was in them. Well, those salad bowl sets, I got 4. Remember, we were short, Duchess. If I remember when I got them from the Philippines, I thought I had ordered more. And so I figured this way, 4 will cover everybody, right? And the wood plates. Anyway, and then the jewelry. Oh, I did pick up a wedding present for a sale. Jeez, Gail Sanders. It was just a salad fork and spoon, a bronzeware, and then another combined spoon and fork utensil. I thought maybe she'd like that because I don't know what she has, and this will go with anything, be an extra serving set. So that was another box I had. And, I guess that's about all. Oh, and that candlestick, yeah, that took another box. Anyway, so you can imagine me with 10 boxes because I arrived in, okay, I finally got it. I had to leave the hotel at 4 in the morning in Bangkok to go to the R&R Center. And I couldn't get all those boxes in one little taxi and get to the R&R Center. And they nearly collapsed there when they saw me coming with my 10 boxes because I didn't mail anything. And then when I got to Saigon, I still had to get over to Hotel 3 to get a chopper, you know. And the guy, this lieutenant helped me, you know, put all the stuff in the truck. And he kept saying, how will you manage? How will you manage? Don't worry, just get me over to the chopper pad, you know. And so when I went there, I know a couple people, you know. And so I practically needed a chopper myself. Well, the guy said, come on, I'll fly you up. It's just a 10-minute flight up to Usavi, you know. I said, it won't take you long. So they said, okay. They just put me in with all my junk. And I flew me up to Usavi. It's, you know, I find it's easier, Duchess, when you're traveling with too much, really too much to handle. People, they always help you because, you know, how can I lift up 10 boxes myself? There were some of them are pretty good sized boxes, plus my suitcase and everything. So, anyway, I'm standing with all this stuff and people come by, you know, and they say, can we help? I say, yeah, why don't you pick up a box or two? Anyway, it was no problem at all, really. It worked out really nicely, just as I thought it would. And then I only stayed at UCB, one night, I guess. No, that came in the 16th, 17th, left yesterday. Right, I stayed for St. Patrick's Day party. Oh, I got smashed. Oh, put my green outfit on. I told him I absolutely had to have green on. And I came here yesterday. And as I say, I may be leaving again tomorrow. I have to call this afternoon. Oh, when I came up here, Duchess, I had my suitcase. This big candle was in a box. And I had, for one of the colonels up here, one just candlestick. And I had my chair, you know, my summer chair, aluminum thing, I had that. And I only got on a tiny little plane, a U-21, you know. Oh, boy, they saw me coming with all this stuff. I'm so sick of wrapping and packing and carrying and then to go again tomorrow, you know, it means I have to pack another suitcase. I didn't even unpack yet because I might get stuck and have to stay overnight somewhere in Saigon or Long Binh again. Who knows? Anyway, it gets very tiring after a while. The one misfortune that I'm not sure about yet, but I think I may have lost my camera, my $126 Pentax. I'm very careful about things. I don't think I've lost anything since I've been in overseas that I can remember, you know, any big item outside of that first few months in Korea. Remember with all that kid stealing stuff? Anyway, but I packed it in my suitcase when I left here, and I went to Long Binh. I left my suitcase open when I went to work. You know, it's unfortunate that the maids, some of these maids I don't trust at all, and it's usually I'm in the habit of locking, like a camera particularly, I'll lock it into a suitcase, you know, and just lock it. It's a shame you have to do that. You should be able to leave your stuff out in your room. And I leave out most things, but not my tape recorder or my camera, you know. And so that's the only thing I can think of is somebody got in that room and took it. Because I never took it out of the suitcase. Anyway, I didn't have it when I arrived in Bangkok, and I haven't been able to locate it since. It's possible that it's someplace in my room at Long Binh, but I looked for it and I didn't find it, and I thought, well, maybe I left it in the train, but I don't see it. I really can't complain too much for all the traveling I do, all the packing and unpacking. That's the first time I slipped up and not locking up a camera, you know. But it's very hard. I would love to get to a place where I don't have to lock up things and worry about it, you know. And I don't know whether I've really lost it or not. But it's no use crying over it because if it's gone, it's gone. Now, this room I'm in now at Natrang Duchess, I have all Donna stuff here. To mention my own stuff when I come in from these trips, you know, I've got stuff all over. And this room, I can't lock this room because I put a lock on it. I can put an outside lock on it. But the window is broke. The window's open. So the maid comes through the window. So, you know, there's no security in this room, and this room is full of stuff. There's stuff all over this room. I mean, you know, I'd be so happy to get Donna's junk out of here. By the way, I had a letter from Donna, our friend who's in Hawaii, you know, and she did tell me to go ahead and send this stuff. She wants me to open packages to see what's in them and write and tell her what's in them so she can thank her mother, because the stuff will take a little while to get to her. Well, you know, like I have 8 million things to do without keeping track of her personal belongings. But we'll see. Maybe I'll get on it this weekend. Depends on where I am. Anyway, so you can see it was a very nice R&R, Duchess. And I think I did well with the shopping. Most of the stuff... Oh, I know what else I bought. I was trying to think. I bought 10 different types of material for my mother. Mother had written and asked me if I could pick up any material. There was a young gal in the neighborhood who did some sewing and did it very well. And so I picked up, as I said, 10 different pieces of material, all 3 yards long. Actually, it's about $70-$75 worth of material. And I sent it to Mother already. I sent it yesterday in the mail, which I thought was very good of me because I'm so, you know, bad at communicating. But anyway, I put it all in the package and mailed it off as I send it parcel post, or yeah, I think so. Anyway, I think Mother will be very happy. I hope she will be with the material. Now, if you want, see, in Bangkok, Duchess, they can only have tie and cottons. And I sent one piece of brocaded tie. But that's the only national material, you know, local stuff. The rest of it wouldn't be worth buying because it's imported and it would be very expensive. As it is, some of that Kai Tartan, Thai silk is very expensive. $3-4 a yard, some of it was. But anyway, if you want any of that material, they do have some here in the PX. I haven't been to PX lately, but they do have 2 or 3 yards, you know, in a package available at different PXs. If you want material, I'll be happy to get it. You're going to have to, oh, and something else. I had a laugh. I think in one of your letters you mentioned somebody was thinking about pearls. Well, pearls are not good to buy in Thailand. See, Thailand, mostly sapphires and rubies are the two better stones. They have a topaz stone also. But pearls, Duchess, and your watch I couldn't get. I looked all over to get you a costume watch with large hands. They don't have too many watches, and Hong Kong is the place. See, we'll have to go over someday where's the places to buy what. In Hong Kong, you can buy most things, but that's the place to buy pearls. Or Japan, you can get Mikimoto pearls. And you can get Mikimoto in Hong Kong, too. But Hong Kong, I could have picked up watches for you in Hong Kong. Like nothing, you know? But Thailand has just certain items. And I'm sorry I didn't pick up certain things now, like some jade in Taiwan. Because that's the place to get jade. See, Bangkok, the only jade they have comes from Taiwan. You have to know where to do what. And it takes a little time. So, anyway. But I did pick up, as I said, just a few pieces of jewelry. The tape is running out. What else? health-wise, I feel great. I really do. I feel it's very nice to get away and have a change. And, I was trying to think of things you mentioned in your letter. Oh, I appreciate the pictures, Duchess. They're just gorgeous. Just lovely. And the little notice on Catherine Slattery. I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't realize Catherine was 69 years of age. Chris, time goes by so quickly. You know, it just kind of zips. I started a letter to Faith and John the 1st of March. I started to write a letter. I have not even finished the page, Duchess. And here it is, the 19th of March already. So, and I talked with Betty briefly about a date I would be leaving and whatnot, and I'm still shooting for around July. Vera is going home in May and won't be back until July, so Betty asked me to at least stay that long, if possible. And I said, no problem, you know, unless something should come up. And I might work on that a little bit.